Hey, Dave.
Hey, Kyle.
Do you know that story about the Garden of Eden?
Yes.
And you know that the devil was a snake.
Yes. And it didn't want to eat the fruit.
Yeah, for some reason the snake was real protective over his fruit.
Uh-huh.
Namely, he wanted him to eat the fruit.
Oh, that's right.
God didn't want.
God said the fruit's off limit. The snake was like, go ahead and eat it. The
snake's like, eat fruit for me. I can't have fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my mouth.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with two fangs?
I mean, I can't.
I mean, it could swallow it whole, but you're not getting the enjoyment of an apple.
That's true. Like, you know, yeah, he could do like the whole deer carcass thing.
Yeah. But there's no flavor there. You're just getting it's a sustenance.
Just getting the nutrients.
You enjoy the apple.
Mm-hmm.
You know who did enjoy that apple?
Who's that?
Adam and Eve.
Oh, that's right.
You know what happened to them?
Yes.
They sell fuck stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. I wonder if they got apples that go in your holes.
Hmm. I don't know about that, but I do know, Kyle.
What do you know?
That when you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive, three free adult DVDs plus a free mystery gift.
Rabbit in a hat. Mm-hmm. Rabbit is actually a little thing you put in your puss.
Yeah, no telling.
And a hat could be your puss.
That's true.
Why didn't they call it just a rabbit in a hat?
Hmm. Jackrabbit sounds better.
You ever heard that? That does work. You ever heard that? Like, I'll wear her ass like a hat.
No, I never heard that.
Never heard that phrase? Mm-mm. And I couldn't even, I'm like, I know a little bit about sex, but who's going to enjoy that? What like kind of hat?
Serial killer would say that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what they're trying to accomplish over at Adam and Eve.
We're not going to be sponsored by Adam and Eve much longer.
No.
Well, you can. Get in there for free shipping on your entire order before they drop us like some curable STD. Go to adamandeve.com and use code Boogie at checkout. Dave, how do you spell it?
B-O-O-G-I-E. Boogie.
You win! You win the spelling bee. And you win 50% off an item and three free adult DVDs and a mystery gift at adamandeve.com. Use code Boogie at adamandeve.com.
Don't eat the fruit.
Don't eat the fruit, but get some flavored jellies and jams for your undercarriage at adamandeve.com. 50% half off some nut jellies. Half off flavored ass jams at adamandeve.com. There is not a chance they will be sponsoring us next month, so get it while you can.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm.
Cloaked in secrecy, they show up without warning. State their business, then vanish as quickly as they appear.
Are you ready for the sex girls?
Not that I believe in it, but I could see that. But these guys are dumb.
Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Bang! I told you, no trickery. We're live.
I don't like no trickery.
You don't like no trickery?
Uh-uh.
What about no scrubs?
Nah, scrubs, I could take them or leave them.
Wow. What a contrarian view.
Yeah.
Shit.
I don't want no scrubs. Maybe you're a scrub lady.
maybe you're a scrub lady. You ever think about that?
Look at that, TLC.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Yeah, good for them.
That was no scrubs. Dave, maybe some scrubs.
Yeah, I'll take a scrub. I don't care.
Take them or leave them.
Yeah, I'm in no position to judge.
Look to your left, look to your right. If they're not scrubbed, you're the scrubs. All right, here's your sign. Jeff Foxworthy, but his only. No, which one?
That's the worst one of the bunch.
Which fucking hillbilly did the where's your sign?
Bill Ingvall. Unfunny dad. Ugh.
Listen. Do your thing.
We're trying to go out, and I run into the bathroom and put on a shirt, and I come out, and you know what my wife said? You're not wearing that, are you?
That's his punchline. Yeah, that's great,
well,
Bill.
That's relatable to a lot of people who have
not...
That's
good, Bill. Hey, here's your sign.
I'm trying to relate to my son because I think he might be a homosexual, and I want to let him know that I love him, but it's hard to do that when there's a goddamn Dallas Cowboys game on. Mm. Here's your sign. Your sign is I'm a gay son. My dad loves me regardless.
Oh, man.
The open-minded blue-collar comedy tour.
Oh, man. Sexuality is a spectrum.
What's that, Peanut? I heard sexuality is fluid. Is that what Peanut sounds like?
Who's Peanut?
Peanut's the puppet that looks like a burn victim from, what's his
name? Oh, Jeff Dunham?
Yeah, looks like a fucking Muppet caught in a house fire.
To quote Billy Wayne Davis, he's not racist, the puppet is.
Oh, Billy Wayne. Man, well, we've probably, all right. Pardon the noise. I'm going to reposition.
Thanks for the drink, by the way.
Oh, well, listen. It's gone for the weekend. Rachel's trying to do a low-carb thing. So we got these. We're drinking Bud Selects.
2.4% alcohol by volume.
Should we just try and drink as many as we can?
I think so.
Should we just drink these right away?
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's too many bubbles. Oh, God.
There you go.
Oh, God. This is,
it is like beer LaCroix.
It's, yeah, it's beer-flavored LaCroix.
Mm.
Yeah, I see. You look like you just got so filled with gas, you can't even think about anything else.
Yeah.
What's about to happen, Dave?
I've never been able to chug beer.
Not the super bubbly stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess maybe like a Guinness or
if
something.
If it's in
would
a glass,
easier.
I can get it down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was never great at it either.
Yeah.
I used to have a friend. He didn't drink anymore. I think he's with God now, but not dead, but he's like, was with Jesus. And, he legit had, like, before anybody knew it, acid reflux and kind of things, but he had, like, this iron gullet and could take a pint of beer. And, like, you know, you chug a beer and you're still opening up your throat and then closing it. You're just doing a few swallows.
Yeah.
One swallow.
Really?
Just would open it up and could just toss it in there like he was pouring it in a bucket.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing.
There's some technique with that, like in a bottle or something, where you put the straw in. You don't use the straw, but it acts as some sort of ventilation.
Oh, it carbs it. Yeah.
Yeah, it does
put
something.
A carb in there.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you see that one video of the dude, I think it was about a year ago, some British dude downed a whole bottle of Jack Daniels?
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
To the dome.
Pretty impressive.
He's not alive. You can't. Well, I mean, not because of that, but because of whatever.
Yeah, if he's willing to do that, what else is he doing?
Have you ever chugged liquor?
Yeah.
Really? What liquor?
Goldschlager.
How much did you chug?
Too much.
That's any Goldschlager. The pieces of gold cut your throat, and so it gets into your body quicker.
It was when I first started drinking. Like I said before, I was a late bloomer. I didn't have a drink till I was like 25.
No, you're making up for it now.
And my girlfriend at the time, she was just making me a drink, and I was like, I don't feel anything. I had a couple drinks. I don't feel nothing.
Oh boy!
And then I said, hold on, give me that.
Yeah.
And boy, I felt something. Shortly thereafter. I mean, I probably chugged, it was a regular like 750 milliliter.
Yeah.
I probably drank at least a third of it in a chug. Just, oh boy.
Just, I'm remembering, oh God, I'm remembering what Goldschlager tastes like now.
Why would anybody even buy that? What's the point?
I mean, it's a college.
Yeah.
You know, it's college liquor.
Hmm.
It's, but on the surface, it's easier.
Like, do you mix it with something or just do shots of it?
No.
Just do shots?
I want you to go to a bar and order a Goldschlager and soda. Or like a twist of grape. What? A twist of grape. You heard me. I would like you to peel a grape and then twist the skin of the grape over my Goldschlager and soda.
Ugh.
It's like your first day at a gay bar. I don't know what they drink. Give me a... Goldschlager and soda with a twist of grape. Is that something? Is that a thing? Nope. All right. Good. Take a fine Bud Select, 55 calories.
Get two iron gullets, please.
What? I had, when I was in Amsterdam, some guy was pouring. So it was like, what if it was Jägermeister, but also, it's like if you dropped it on the carpet of the bar. It was some like, I mean, liquor is an acquired taste. Like, I've never had a liquor where I'm like, oh, that's good off the bat. It's always like, well, I know what this is going to do to me.
Yeah.
I look forward to the results. Therefore, let's soldier through.
I mean, I've had some of those stupid, silly shots. Some of those mixed shots. It's a buttery toenail, you know.
That's not it.
That's not it. That's not
the
one.
Buttery toenail can't be a thing. That sounds like a fungus.
Yeah.
Slip right off.
But I've had a few of those that somebody made me. I was like, yeah, that's not bad.
We went to a tiki bar in Palm Springs over the weekend, and man, just on my ass. Two drinks on my ass. Tonga Hut. There it was.
Ooh, boy.
I was sitting down there. Was,
get on that.
Yeah.
I love the tiki drinks.
Yeah.
I go, I used to, I haven't been in a while, here in town, the Good Luck Bar.
Good luck.
Go and get the silly fruity drink.
Oh, big something. Oh. Drink it out of a Easter Island hat.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Why wouldn't? What a fun place.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get in a bar fight there.
No, you ever been to that other tiki joint right down the street from?
I've been to Tiki T.
Is that it?
Yeah, there's Tiki Nose in North Hollywood. They got a Tonga Hut also in North Hollywood. That's a fun, good date night. If not that anybody doesn't realize it already, but you're looking for a fun date night,
mm-hmm.
go to Tiki Bar.
Yeah.
Go on down to one of those. Had a good time. We sat there. We both, Mrs. and I, had a couple drinks. Bartender slapped the mint before he put it into the drink.
What do you mean?
You got to slap that mint.
Slapped
it in his hand.
Interesting.
Slapped it, but it was a very, like, it was almost like he's sneaking up on it like it was a fly. Maybe it was bugs on the mint. I don't know. What am I talking about? I don't know what's been going on, man.
Where you been?
I was in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And then we talked last week. We're a day late on this one.
Yeah.
Because I was in Palm Springs,
mm-hmm.
just being an old couple.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, just sitting by the pool, reading a book, which we'll talk about on a later. I read the 37th Parallel.
Oh, right.
Book about aliens that we'll talk about in the next episode, because we're getting into it.
Cool.
We're getting back to it. We try to talk about them current events issues, and they're just too much of a goddamn bummer.
Jeez, good Lord.
Sound like you're going to fucking belch your mustache off.
Right. I'm okay.
You're going to belch that beard off your face there, son.
Oh, boy.
Belched so hard my mustache fell off.
I have always wanted to do like I used to do like a bunch of little sketches, film sketches and silly ideas. I've always wanted to do one, and it would require me to shave my beard.
Yeah.
But like, just imagine, you know, I'm just sitting in my, well, I was going to say my living room, sitting in my van.
We know.
And, imagine I got a sneeze.
All right.
So it's ha, 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 achoo! And then it's a shot of, like, the hair falls on the ground.
You sneeze your beard off.
And I sneeze. And then we'd actually have to stop and I'd have to go shave. That's trickery.
Well,
and
yeah, then that's movie magic. That's Hollywood.
Yeah. And then, but then it would reveal that I'm clean shaven.
Next to the last Fast and Furious mm-hmm. movie.
Yeah.
Special effects dynamo.
Yeah. What comedic genius over here. But I'd watch a sketch like that. So,
well, we just watched not necessarily a sketch, but of you getting shot by a BB gun.
Oh yeah, you were talking about how you shot your table today.
Yeah, we've got a new configuration. We're back in Learning Annex 2, I guess we can call this.
Yeah, and I said I've done that.
Yeah, yeah, I brought the knife table back out from retirement.
Ooh, yeah,
and I shot it with a BB gun earlier just because it was there today. And that BB sank into the wood. This is a hardwood table. This is an IKEA. Solid wood.
Yeah, I got paid $82 to get shot with a BB gun in my shoulder.
Pump action rifle. Five pumps.
Shout out to the regular guys, Atlanta radio show. I don't think they're together anymore. But they were talking about so-and-so took a three-pumper. I was like, yeah, you could shoot me. Shoot me with that. I don't care.
So you got shot by a BB gun on radio.
Yeah, and they were like, well, how much for like a five-pumper? I was like, I don't know. Whatever you got in your wallet. And they scrounged together $82, and I took a BB right in the shoulder.
Now,
and I collected on that debt.
I mean, we can put the video up, or I saw. Look, you can see the BB pop off your arm. Like, it didn't go into the flesh. Did you get a welt?
Yeah, I got a little welt. Yeah, it broke the shirt. I got slow-mo. It penetrated the shirt.
Oh, it did go through the shirt?
Yeah, it went through the shirt, caused a hole, and just poked me and then fell out. So, I mean, I don't know the exact measurement of these calibers or these pumps, but it stung. If you want to shoot me with your BB gun, you're more than welcome.
No, I don't want to. That's furthest from my mind, Dave. Oh, okay. I have no interest in doing
just
that.
Just saying, the offer's there.
We've had our odds, I'm a good friend. I don't want to do that. Shoot you with a gun.
For amusement.
It wouldn't be amusing. Mm. You saw the BB is embedded in this hardwood table.
Yeah.
That would go into your flesh. Like, that would be a doctor's visit.
Oh, yeah?
And what's your current insurance, Dave?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to have to drive you in your home to the emergency room. Like, and they're going to believe me. I guess shot this guy who lives in his van. But we're cool.
No, he's
like,
my buddy.
That's all of a sudden Kyle's making some payments.
Oh, boy. Yeah, dude.
Everything's on fire in Los Angeles.
You missed the fire. It's crazy.
I was in those hills. For those people that don't know, the Latuna Canyon fire, if you've been noticing the news, and haven't been distracted by the multiple fires in Washington or Oregon or Montana or the floods or all the stuff that says climate change isn't real. The whole hillside above Burbank was on fire. I was in that the week before. I was up there three times doing bike rides. And so I was engulfed in flames.
Wow.
Just like that, probably, I don't know if they figured out how this one started. Mm. But it was, 110 degrees out and just a cigarette out your window. And that you could see that happen.
Yeah.
Immediately. So that was some. That was the first time you saw fire in L.A., huh?
Yeah, that close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it was right over there where I used to live.
Yeah. It's creeping up on humanity.
Yeah.
And so a lot of displaced. Now, don't go punching coyotes because they're homeless like you now. So
I did see some displaced coyotes this week.
Yeah, well, they're all running out of the hills. There's bobcats, deer, coyotes up there.
Stay out of my yard.
So you don't have a yard, Dave. Mm. It's not your yard. If you're by a yard, that's somebody else's yard.
Oh, man. I never understood how that was, I don't know if socially acceptable is the word, but just people just flicking cigarettes. Like,
I was a smoker, and I would always throw my cigarette butts out the window.
Are they biodegradable? Is that the justification?
I don't think so. I always thought, like, oh, it's just a piece of cotton.
That's true.
But then you find out it kills the fish.
Mm.
That's not
good. Do cars even have ashtrays anymore? Maybe that's why. I remember, like, when I was a kid, all old cars had a built-in ashtray.
Everything
there.
Had ashtrays. Yeah. Airplanes had ashtrays.
Yeah. Maybe they don't even make ashtrays anymore.
I remember that. I remember driving around in the dead of winter, and my mom still had the window open so she could smoke, and just being in the back seat and getting not only the cigarette ash on me, but like blasts of sub-zero temperatures.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It sucked. I was always like, just cigarette butts will just biodegrade. I didn't know that for a fact, but I would do it. Yeah. Not say I wasn't a good person. I'm not a good person all the way through.
Almost got in a fight in high school. Guy flipped his cigarette out, and it landed in my Jeep. I was right behind him.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, that's the stuff you don't think about. Mm-hmm. Goes in somebody's car.
Yeah, and some jawing and it took place.
Yeah.
Hey, man, fuck you. And nothing happened, but.
Didn't come to terms.
Yeah, it was in the Shoney's parking lot.
Fucking.
Pull over. All right, I'll pull over.
You almost threw down at Shoney's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
were you leaving Shoney's?
Right in front of the big boy. No, we were just driving by it. And I was like, pull over.
Did you go to Shoney's afterwards?
Probably, yeah.
Did he go to Shoney's?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I'm so mad I need some Shoney's.
I need the breakfast buffet. Shoney's. Man, Shoney's was the only place to eat in my little town back in the days. Yeah. Before we had any chain restaurants or anything. It was... just go to Shoney's. Like after the Friday night football games, everybody go to Shoney's and just eat real bland, generic American food.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Generican.
Just looking back on it,
Do you have Ponderosa steakhouses by you? Did I ever talk about Ponderosa?
You just talked about that more than once. Yeah.
I keep revisiting it.
Yeah, that's fine. Was it good?
I don't think so.
No.
But as a kid, they boasted the longest salad bar.
but it was just
two of them doubled up, a winged salad bar. Anyway, that's me just being an old broken record over here.
Yeah,
no supernatural activity out in Palm Springs.
No, you didn't go see the ghost of Graham Parsons.
No, see, we didn't get over to Joshua Tree. We're going to stop by the Integratron, but then we're like, let's just get to the spot.
What's the Integratron?
It's like a geodesic dome where a bunch of hippies sitting there playing with crystal bowls. And
yeah, and my buddy went and did that recently.
Sit there and space out. I want to try it, but I wasn't. After just driving in the heat, like, well, we can go sit in a room with a bunch of other smelly 114 degree hippies trying to chill out, listen to the sounds, or we could just plug in the phone with some Spotify and float in the pool. So we floated in the pool.
Yeah, you gotta be careful hanging out with those hippies in hot weather. Just hygiene's not up to snuff.
It's a special brew coming off of them. Yeah. See the pig pen lines coming off. You know what? I can't knock hippies. I skip the showers pretty often. I think I showered once this weekend, but I was in a pool. It was chlorine.
Yeah.
That's a chemical shower.
Uh-huh.
You're all right.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing magical happened out there other than just a good relaxing time before we get into the touring schedule of the fall. And getting out into the world. Nothing happened with your week? Nothing crazy? No supernatural?
Hot as hell. Hottest week we've had in a long time.
It's too hot for ghosts or aliens.
Oh, man. I was up in the valley, 114 degrees the other
day. Yeah, man.
114.
Anything with a higher intelligence isn't going to be around.
Yeah.
And ghosts, even if there was a ghost, anybody would be like, it's hot. That could be anything.
Yeah.
A ghost would just be like, no, I'm a ghost. I'm like, no, it's just heat shimmers.
Just went and sat in the library for a couple days.
Yeah.
Just like in the peak hotness.
Yeah.
Like I used to go to the library and work. Don't do that anymore.
You don't do it anymore.
So I just went and sat. Read magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a real hobo.
The wonderful magazines in the library.
Yeah. It's some.
I did it at my place when I didn't have the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Just walking, like, fuck it. I got to sit at the library for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Never check. I have a library card for I don't know how many years. Never checked out a book. I buy books, read books, never to go to the library. I don't know what it is.
Well, I told you the Burbank Library, you can check out 50 at a time if you get the hankering to have 50 books in your possession at one time.
Just. Yeah, those aren't all coming back.
No.
I was like, I'm going to keep these, and like, we get it.
Yeah,
we're all digital.
What else going on, man?
I don't know.
Drop Dave's Kitchen today for the patrons.
Man, you started with chili.
Start with a bang, baby.
Fucking you started with chili. Now you got to.
Man, I tell you my new little thing that I want to get into. I want to get into the chili business. I'm serious.
I mean, not that. I just like the idea that it's its own business. Not just cooking.
Yeah. Chili.
I'll finally figure out why chili's always world famous, according to everyone who makes chili.
Yeah.
Is yours going to be world famous?
Probably.
According to the label?
I guarantee it's better than any of these so-called world famous chilies. Miami chili's good, dude.
I know.
And, I want to bring it to the world. I want to, you know, there's a little like
keeping it for yourself.
I want a little cart. I think a food truck is a little too lofty at this point, you know, given my current situation. Although I could live in that thing, and then we got some health violations.
Yeah,
but like, you know, the little fruit carts, little guys standing on the corner selling the chopped fruit.
Yeah,
get a little something like that. Just a couple burners,
just underneath some hot chili. On a city street corner in August.
I gotta wait till cools off a little bit, but. Yeah, I mean, L.A. may not be the best place for it.
Who knows?
It's a little cool sometimes at night, but
I saw a guy selling chili out the back of their pickup truck on the road once.
Really?
I didn't stop. Dumb me, didn't stop.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I'm going to invest in either a hot dog cart or fruit cart, some sort of thing. Bowl of chili, piece of fried cornbread, a cup of sweet tea. Boom, boom, boom. You're welcome. It's a good meal.
So what do you make the chili? You just reheat the chili in the pot.
Just make it ahead of time. Corner? Just make it ahead of time, and then you have some burners, and just that chili will simmer for hours.
So I make it
the day of, and bring it out and put it on the burner.
Guys, what do they got? Sterno? They using Sterno?
Yeah, I think it's Sterno or a propane tank underneath. You know, so yeah, I need a propane tank with a couple of burners.
Mm-hmm.
Boom! Just slop that chili all night long to these foodie hipsters in L.A. Like, yeah, that's a great burrito you got there.
It's like gluten-free? Why
yeah.
not?
Yeah.
So, you betcha.
It's my next venture. I may be getting out of the comedy game soon. Get into the chili business.
Why don't you just keep them both? Keep them both happening.
Yeah, I might.
You were selling food up by the shows for a while.
Yeah, I think I might start a chili pop-up around town at comedy shows. Seriously. Much less labor-intensive than the biscuits and the wings.
Yeah. You already make it in a location, just like the food trucks do all the prep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks. Well, if you're in the Los Angeles area, you know, stay tuned.
Yeah, but point being, we dropped Dave's Kitchen today, first episode. If you're not a patron, get on that, patreon.com/boogiemonster. $4 a month, you get the Q&A bonus episode and a monthly episode of Dave's Kitchen. And I, for some reason, I thought this would be like a real short, like a little 3-4 minute video, 20 minute video.
But just the texts alone when you were initially making this chili and talking about the different ingredients, I'm like, yeah, there's no way you can tell somebody in 5 minutes. What kind of different shit goes on in there?
Yeah,
but that's the it's not a YouTube sketch. It's an instructional video.
Yeah,
so watch it. Take some notes.
Yeah,
you know, get the recipe out of it. It's a way to go. I think I need another Buds.
You want me to go grab them?
You want to grab them?
Yeah, I'll get them this time.
Should I pause it or just come up with something to talk about?
Just talk some.
All right. Well, I've been trying to play. Dave not here is weird. You guys ever play PlayStation? There's a game called Dirt Rally. I'm just looking at my PlayStation. There's a game I bought. It was like $60. It was a real hard game. It was Dirt Rally. I don't know who plays these. Oh, Dave's back. Oh,
hey,
good.
Kyle, what are you talking about?
My improv skills really shit the bed. And I started talking about a PlayStation game that's real hard.
Oh, yeah? Which one is that?
It's called Dirt Rally. You're like a rally car, and it's so impossible. I'll play it for maybe 10 minutes every few weeks and just yell cunt at my television and then stop everything before I throw the controller through. I don't know. I don't understand the level at which video games are now, like the immersive experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit, we've covered that, AI and virtual reality and stuff like that, how that's going to... Video games are already there. Like, this, it's like, oh, no, you didn't tune your car the right way. Because it's not a car. It's a video game. And I'm sorry if I didn't get the right shocks for it.
Yeah.
Like, I want you know, Outrun. I want the game where he uses a Ferrari Testarossa, there's a blonde with her hair flipping around, and you just drove down the California coast. And that was the old arcade game.
Sounds fun.
And now, well, that was the old arcade game, and now it's like, oh, you got to change out your tires for this terrain. It's like, I'll just get the real car. I'll just do the real thing. Because this isn't... I think I need the steering wheel controller. Mm. I don't want to get that far into it.
Man, that's something I could not care less about, is video games. I don't give a shit. And I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
But I don't get it.
Beers, by the way.
Yeah. I just...
I play because I can play with my buddies back home with the headphones, and it's fun because we shit-talk each other.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a nice little stone distraction from, you know...
But these schlubs that are... What's that one that people are playing like 20 hours a day? World of Warcraft? Or,
oh, yeah.
I saw some documentary stuff on that where like... Dudes are losing their jobs. They're losing their girlfriends. They're just, I just play 21 hours a day.
I had an old roommate who was, like, so obsessed with it that, like, he'd come home from a trip and you'd see, like, his luggage in front of the door and he'd be on the couch playing that.
Wow.
You could tell it was, like, a trip. He went out with his girlfriend who's, like, you can't bring your laptop with. And it was, like... a junkie running to fucking shoot up.
Wow.
Like, he'd get from the couch to go to the bathroom, you'd see the blanket dragged across the floor, because he wouldn't even just get up normally. He would get up and run to the bathroom and run back so he could play. It was like, it's crazy.
Yeah. That's nuts.
But that's not our subject today.
No. Our subject today, kind of loosely connected to the natural disasters that we've been faced with recently, what with Harvey and locally with the... L.A. fires.
Yeah.
You ever heard of the Gray Man of Pauli Island?
No.
Pauli Island's in South Carolina. It's on the coast, obviously, since, you know, it's an island. probably somewhere kind of in between, to give you a point of reference, south of Myrtle Beach, but north of Charleston.
So, what do they call those? Outer Banks?
I think that's North Carolina, the Outer Banks. I could be wrong.
Somebody will correct us.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Great thing about having a podcast. Somebody's always going to correct you, no matter what.
Pawley Islands, South Carolina. The gray ghost of Pawley Island. Apparently, this ghost, it's this dude dressed in gray, and he has shown up days before every major hurricane that that area has witnessed ever since, like, the early 1800s. I think the first one was 1822. People started seeing this thing. And, yeah, man.
Just a dude in a gray suit?
Kind of like, not like a business suit, you know, like, 19th century, maybe military attire or some sort of. The origin is this. Nobody knows the dude's name, but the legend goes, there was this dude, and I don't know, probably mid-20s, I think, and he was out to sea for many months, and he lived there on the island. He had his family lived there, and he was out to sea for many months. And but before he left for sea, I don't know what he's doing out in sea.
I'm leaving for sea, family.
But he had a lady. He had a little honey there who also lived on the island, a young lady. And he'd been away for many months, and he got back. And before he could visit her, he sent word that, hey, I'm going to come visit you tomorrow. I just got back into town today. I'm going to come see you tomorrow, and I got something really important to ask you.
Was she a fine girl?
I mean, probably. I would like to think that she was a fine girl.
What is that? Would she make a good wife?
Probably, yeah.
Was her name Brandy?
Oh. I don't get it.
My life, my love, and my lady is the sea. Doo 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 doo. Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife. She was a port lady, and she had a sailor man. The song, Brandy. Why are you looking at me like an asshole?
I don't know what song
you
that is.
You don't know the song?
Sings it?
You keep talking.
Is that some of your 80s hair metal?
No.
Bubblegum?
It's a classic tune. I'm going to find it right now. You keep talking about it.
Anyway, this dude's been out to sea. He comes back. He says, hey.
Locket from the north of Spain? Maybe the finest silver from the north of Spain?
Nah. This all sounds made up. I don't appreciate you trying to trick me. Anyway, he sends word, hey, I'm going to come see you tomorrow. Got something important to ask you. She thinks that he's going to come over and propose marriage. So she readies the house. Gets everything ready. She's expecting his visit. And he lives on one side of the island. She lived on the other side of the island. And he's on horseback. And it's a several-mile trek over to her place. So him and his manservant, he had a manservant back then.
Wow.
That seems suspect. But so they're on horseback. They're going to go visit his honey. And in the commute, in the middle of the journey, he tries to take a shortcut.
You ever heard this jam?
No. What's this? Love Boat?
it's a nautical theme song.
Who is that?
They're Looking Glass. I got it confused with a Blues Image.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't recognize
that
one.
That's a great song, and I'm sorry to interrupt the momentum.
That's all right.
But man,
that's okay.
I'm going to introduce you to some mellow jams after this.
Nah, I don't like mellow jams.
I don't think I'm going to get sued. I think they're all dead.
Yeah. Anyway,
so
dude's going to visit his lady, probably going to ask her to marry him, and takes a shortcut through the marsh.
The manservant's going to ask?
No. The manservant's just helping him with the trip.
I thought he had a family already.
He's got a family, but he's also got a manservant. Like his family, his parents. His parents live there.
Yeah, I thought this was like a side.
No, not a side piece. No, his family, you know, his mom and dad lived on the island.
Okay.
Her mom, I think she lived at home with her mom and dad. Anyway.
Old-timey stuff.
Dude and manservant trekking across the island, the horse falls into some quicksand, and boom. The horse and the gray ghost dude sink and die in the quicksand. Manservant didn't fall in. He's just trying to help. real Atreyu situation, real never-ending story.
Yeah.
That scene bummed me the hell out when I was a kid, by the way. But exactly like that, and Atreyu and the Grey Ghost, they die in the quicksand. Manservant continues on, tells the lady, hey, I'm sorry, but your boy, he's dead. And she breaks down. She's a mess. Spends the next several weeks just walking up and down the beach. That's her only comfort. Apparently, all she did, she didn't have. I guess she wasn't a much of a drinker. So to kind of calm herself down, she would walk up and down the beach. And this went on for several weeks until one week, she saw this dude standing on the beach, who from a distance looked just like her boyfriend, her dead boyfriend. She approaches him. Dude turns around, reveals his face. It's him. It's her dead boyfriend. She's like, what the fuck? I thought you were dead.
Yeah.
And before she could even say much more, he tells her, you got to get off the island. This island is not safe. Then he disappears, just vanishes right in front of her. She goes home, tells her parents, A, you're not going to believe what the hell I just saw. But B, he says we should get off the island. They get off the island. Humongous hurricane comes and wipes off the whole island, kills a bunch of people, destroys a bunch of property. They left for a few days. They come back. The island's destroyed. And they're like, holy shit, he was right.
Is quicksand real?
I don't know.
And the guy and his horse?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
They call it, there was some term I read today, fluff grass or pluff grass or pluff sand. I don't know. It's a mixture of sand and water and dead vegetation. And the old John Mulaney bit was where he's talking about getting older and when he was a kid. He's like, I thought I would deal with quicksand more than I've had to as an adult. I'm not doing it justice, but he talks about his whole childhood. And it's true. Like, when I was a kid, quicksand was very prevalent in our lexicon, and I've never even seen it. So,
well, that's what I mean. It was like a good go-to in a day.
Yeah, like those 50s TV shows, you know, the Lone Rangers out there. Whoops, he falls in some quicksand. But yeah, so anyway, Grey Ghost dude falls into quicksand, dies, shows up a few weeks ago.
This was 18 when?
1822. Yeah. And ever since then, there's been many more sightings of this Grey Ghost, and they always come a couple days in advance of a terrible hurricane.
It's not just a Civil War reenactor.
I mean, it could be. Could be. But, I mean, that's intriguing. Like, and I think most recently, the last major hurricane, I guess, was Hurricane Hugo that the area had back in '89. A lot of people saw this dude in a gray suit wandering around. And so, yeah, there's a lot of stories.
He dropped the ball on some of the major ones.
Mm-hmm. 1954, there's a newlywed couple living on the island. Their first night as a newlywed couple. And I don't know if this was before, during, or after the
consummating the relationship.
Consummation. That's the word I was looking for. I almost said constipation. Those are two different things. But
yeah,
1954, wedding night.
One's coming, one's going.
This couple. Hey, watch out. This couple, they're laying in bed and knock on the door. Guy goes down, answers the door. He gets scared. He grabbed a baseball bat. He's like, who the hell's knocking on my door at this hour?
Yeah.
Opens the door. Dude in an old gray suit just staring at him. Tells him to get off the island. It's not safe. They pack up, leave. The next day, boom, another hurricane. It's dozens of these stories.
Has it only been hurricanes?
I believe so. I mean,
so this guy died and then became a posthumous meteorologist.
Yeah.
But only till 1989.
Well, they haven't really had a big one since then, I don't think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I think it really tapered off down there. Maybe somebody's seeing him now. Irma's coming.
Yeah. Which, okay.
Harvey didn't
if
hit
this is true,
Carolinas.
Now we've talked about ghosts a lot and the afterlife and what the hell they're doing, you know, in the afterlife. But
you think he'd come back to warn people about quicksand?
That's true, too. You're right.
You know,
like that's how he didn't die from a hurricane.
There's people dying of quicksand on this island every week, but every 7 years, like, look out, there's a hurricane.
That's true.
Ghost is a dick.
The hell does he care about hurricanes? He died.
Well, you died because your horse tripped. You maybe come back. Hey, that's a clumsy horse. Get a different horse.
Got to solve these problems small to big, not big to small.
Guys, world's rough out there. Look out. Global warming's real. No, man. Quicksand.
But so this adds a whole other component to the concept of a ghost. This is not only a ghost, but one that, what's the word I'm looking for? Prophetic.
Oh, so yeah.
He's predicting the future. So how does that work? Ghosts go to the afterlife? How do they know what's happening in the future? Is he a time-traveling ghost?
Well,
is he in another dimension? How does he know the damn hurricane's coming?
Yeah, now you're starting to overlap your beliefs. Uh-huh. Like, okay, if you're already going to believe in ghosts, but then what limitations are you going to put on the ghosts? Like, what? Like, all right, there's ghosts, but they can't, you know, like, can a ghost learn skills, or do they only have the skills they had in life? Like, if a ghost dies and doesn't know how to juggle, but then you see the ghost, he's like, he was juggling the fuck out of some stuff. And people are like, no way, because that guy didn't juggle in life.
Oh, man. What you been up to since you died? Well, I'm learning how to weld.
I got nothing else going on. I got to pick up hobbies.
I'm a blacksmith now.
Yeah. I learned Taekwondo. There's nothing else to do. It's like,
oh my God.
It's like a retirement community that doesn't end. It's a lot of shuffleboard.
But yeah, so how's he predicting? I'm less concerned with the fact that he's a ghost and more interested in how he knows hurricane's coming.
That's where...
Who's tipping him off?
Well, that's where some other folklore of, you know, the prophecy of similar folklore from a couple states north was the Mothman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he... Or it came around,
yeah,
to let people know that the bridge collapsed. But that was only because, oh, we saw this thing, and then a bridge collapsed.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave, who's that? Who's knocking? Ah, all right, Kyle, Dave, listen, guys. Chicago Mothman here. Chicago Mothman. Dave, you going to get another Bud Select? I don't like them too much, but if you're getting one, give me two or three. I don't like them. The bubble, the carbonation, it really fucks with my party, you know? Anyway, happy Labor Day, guys. Okay, couple weeks ago, talking about a drone, maybe. I'm not a goddamn drone, all right? And I came around this weekend again. Didn't mean to screw up your Labor Day barbecues. listen, I like what everybody's doing out there. Working over the classic Weber's. I'm a briquette man myself. I saw a couple big green eggs. I don't know. I think that's some sort of Jap diving bell that they gave up on after the Second World War. Now they reappropriated it for family functions. I think it's a little disrespectful to the veterans, even though that's not the holiday weekend we're celebrating. Either way. If you got any questions for the Matt Man, I've been a little low-key. I'm a real summer. I'm a real Memorial Day to Labor Day kind of guy. A real summertime hunt. Okay, so don't expect too much from me. Halloween rolls around. I kind of like to let them, you know, I let the ghouls and goblins have their thing. You know? I'm not here to take the piss out of the ghouls and goblins. The ghosts and the boogity-boos, I like to let them go. As soon as the back-to-school sales start, I let them have that. You got any questions?
No, I'm good, Mothman.
All right. Well, good to see you guys. Keep up the good fight. Finding the good luck looking for genies and shapes in the clouds. I'm up there, guys. Big thanks. And I think we got a good fall coming up. A lot of good sports action. Big sports fan.
Bears-Falcons Sunday.
Oh, I was just going to say. I mean, by my own nature, I want to root for the Falcons because they're closer to the genetic makeup of myself. But I can't break from them Bears, you know. Remember that old sketch that sounds a lot like this character already? What a classic. Anyway, you guys have a good time. Oh, thanks, Mothman. What a treat.
See you, buddy. Oh, he just flew out the window.
Man, there was no drone on that guy.
Holy shit.
But imagine him flying all the way here just to make a visit.
Completely unannounced. He just shows up.
Who saw that one come? I can't believe it.
Wow. What a treat.
Took a few Bud Selects with him.
Oh, man.
Bubbles keep him in the air, just like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Maybe that's how he's powered. Maybe it's a regular... Maybe
it's Charlie the Chocolate Factory. Got a burp to get down.
Maybe it's a flamingo somebody spilled some paint on.
Oh, that's good. That's good stuff right there.
Well, this all right. This Polly Island ghost.
Uh-huh.
Was this a listener suggestion?
No, it's just something I stumbled upon. Here's the problem I'm having with the Polly Island ghost. There's the exact same story or legend, and I'm sure I'm mispronouncing it, Hatteras, in North Carolina.
Hatteras.
Just up the coast.
I don't know, honestly.
Just up the coast.
Yeah.
The exact same. Not necessarily the same origin story, but a man dressed in gray
who was
showing up right before hurricanes.
Here's my ignorance. Who was the gray during the Civil War?
Oh, man.
Because if it's the North, then my theory goes out the window. But if it's the South, it could have been just somebody wearing his old uniform around.
I don't know.
Going.
I can't remember. I should know that. Yeah, the Union versus the Confederacy. But
yeah, I don't.
I want to say the Confederates were the blue.
Oh, really?
I could be wrong.
Let's look it up.
Oh, man.
Somebody, Internet, correct us.
What color was...
Dave's got to talk what he's typing.
Confederacy.
This is what we call talk to text. Mm-hmm. Is what Dave says out loud when he's typing.
Dark blue. The Confederates are dark blue. Nope. Because the United States regulation color was already dark blue, the Confederates chose gray. However, soldiers were often at a loss to determine which side of the war a soldier was on by his uniform. Huh.
So this could have just been early on,
mm-hmm.
Like a Confederate soldier.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. Yeah, I guess early on. But, yeah. I don't know. Let me see this ghost of Hatteras. How do you pronounce that? There's a street here that has the same spelling, and I never know how.
Really?
No.
I don't. Yeah. That East Coast.
The gray man of... I don't know if it's Hatteras. It's probably...
I'm just saying it the way I said it.
Hatteras.
Yeah. I don't, I'm not denying it, but it doesn't have a lot of, it sounds like much more urban legend than, like, a couple people saw a thing, as opposed to, like, one location, like, one house where shit just goes on and guests stay there. Like, a guy saw it before a hurricane.
Yeah.
Like, somebody, I mean, it's good, like, hey, if it's, good job.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not hunting people.
Well.
But why not, again, why not just be like, be direct. Like, if you're going to come back from the afterlife to warn people, but then you're going to be, like, the mystery can stop there. Like, you need to leave the island. Well, why, ghost? Just get to the point. Like, don't be a dick. And you're like, I can't really tell you. It's just, maybe you should go. Like, no, say like there's a hurricane and it'll be terrible.
Huh.
Like, why do ghosts always have to be... This sounds dumb, but why do ghosts have to be so mysterious with their information? Like, what if you're like, oh, listen, I'm already a ghost. That's the scary part. Anyway, here's exactly what you need to
know. Yeah, stop being coy.
Yeah. Coy-ass ghost.
Hmm. They tell you, stumbled upon some new a personal connection to some ghost info.
How's that now?
Seeing a new lady. Got a lady friend.
Yeah, huh?
And she lives in an apartment not far from here. It's she got one of those apartments.
Oh,
you ever hear of those?
Walls and a roof.
Yeah, and she saw a ghost about a year ago in said apartment,
right.
And ever since then. Has been seeing, experiencing just weird, like, towels dropping and doors opening and shit like that. But she claims she saw clear as day, stone cold sober. She comes out of the kitchen one day and she says there's like a 17, 18-year-old boy, like a teenage boy, sitting in her chair. She got this white sofa-type chair thing.
Yeah.
And but she said he was dressed like 70s. He had, like, bell bottoms and shaggy hair. And scared the shit out of her.
She looked up her building. I mean, there's supposed to be a law that if somebody dies in your apartment, they have, like, landlords have to tell you. I don't know if it's within a certain amount of time, but I think that's a California law. They have to tell you somebody died in there in case, you know.
And
I don't know if it's a religious aspect or what.
I don't know how what the rules are with proximity, you know. But we did determine, well, we already knew this, but we kind of put two and two together. To her left, just to the north of her, the one building over, is a hospice center, which is very depressing. When you walk by there, they got ground floor.
Yeah,
you can see
the
windows open.
About.
And then one door to the south, literally the next building over, is a nursing home.
Yeah.
So she is stuck right in the middle. She literally right next door this way is a hospice center. Next door that way is a nursing center, nursing home, and two places
where surrounded by the soon to be departed.
Exactly. So I don't know if that has something to do with it. But then what's this? You know, maybe this 17-year-old boy was in the hospice center, and he came over to hang out in that apartment.
Maybe it
wasn't
always a hospice. You know. Maybe it was. Those hospice. Also, hospice isn't necessarily for just because you're old. It's just because.
Well, no, I always thought hospice was like where you go right when there's no more hope.
It is, yeah. But it's not necessarily because of your age. It's because of a lot of ailments, where it's like there's nothing else. So let's make this as pleasant.
Yeah.
Just have a location that can be as comfortable as possible.
Oh, so you're saying the teenage boy could have been in the hospice.
Yeah, depending on, you don't know. I mean, people all ages get cancer and get diseases and get to the end of it.
That
is a spooky corner over there.
Yeah, yeah, it's a weird
That also has the park kitty corner from it, which is a lovely park that's been fenced in and cannot be accessed by the public, and there's a couple... I think I read some weird theories about that one. Like, what's going on there? Is that some access point?
You know what's 100 yards northeast of that park?
100 yards north and east.
The La Bianca Mansion.
Oh, that's right. It's on Waverly over there.
Yep. Yep. Night two of the Manson spree.
Yeah.
The La Bianca house.
Oh, man.
Right there in that neighborhood. So, yeah. Weird vibes in that neighborhood, but yeah.
My
new lady, she's seen a ghost just clear as day, and has since, she says about once a week, there'll just be a door open and close. She'll hang her towel up. She's got two cats. So like towels were dropping off of the towel rack. So she, first, it freaked her out. Yeah. Then she's like, oh, it's just the cats. Cats jump up there and do it. But so now she started hanging it up on the shower rod where the cats cannot reach. Still towels.
Is it a spring-loaded shower rod, or is it part
of
the wall?
It's just a regular one, yeah.
So I had those spring-loaded ones, and that thing would fall down in the middle of the night because she
got me. Yeah, no, not the rod itself, but just the towels falling. And the cats can't reach it. So, yeah, weird shit going on over there.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So maybe you're going to be over there with one eye open, huh?
There's an innuendo there somewhere, but...
About your dick?
Yeah, I don't know. But that's always a good retort to... About your dick.
Is it about your dick there? How so there?
So anyway, going back to the gray ghost dude, it made me think about the connection between ghosts and natural disasters. Wonder how long it's going to be before we start hearing about, like, Ghost of Katrina, that type of stuff.
That's a legit, like,
A lot of people died in Katrina. Very unpleasant deaths.
Yeah, modern ghosts. Mm-hmm. And how long before they get reported as such? And it's not just excused as someone having, like, PTSD from that disaster, you know?
Hmm.
You know? Oh, I see him still. It's like, oh, you're in grief. And then past that grief, how long past the grief? It's like, well, somebody just lost it. Boy, Katrina took a toll on them. You know, they didn't, they really broke down now.
Yeah.
Especially in a location heavy with, supernatural activity.
Yeah, already.
Place like New Orleans. I mean, the South in general has, folklore.
Sorry to interrupt, but that was one of the kind of minor plot points of season one of True Detective, which I love so much. They're hunting a serial killer.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, like, what better time to be a serial killer than right after Hurricane Katrina or any other similar natural disaster where you've got hundreds of people not only dead but missing, displaced. They were talking about how, like, this serial killer that they were hunting, could have had a field day, in the months after Katrina because people are missing, yeah. You know, and just there's already chaos. And
that goes into that. What was the 411? What was the name of that series?
Oh, the David Pilatus thing?
Yeah.
Missing 411.
Yeah, yeah. All the an advantageous area,
mm-hmm.
or locale.
Yeah.
Who knows? I wonder if there's like a volley for real estate. I wonder if there's like old ghosts. Like, back off, new ghosts. Like, I'm a ghost now. Like, yeah, get in line.
Well, yeah.
New Orleans, we're all ghosts.
Well, and you even had a joke about that, about, you know, the ghost in a shitty apartment and stuff. But, like, I wonder, you know, okay, all joking aside, you know, if you want to, in the context of yes, I believe in ghosts, I wonder how they do determine who goes where and why are all ghosts or seemingly old, you know, from
yeah.
centuries and centuries ago or whatever. Like, why not a modern ghost?
I forget. I don't know if it's Morgan Murphy or Karen Kilgariff had a joke about, like, I just want to see, like, a joke from the 80s with, like, shoulder pads and crispy bangs.
Oh, a ghost from the 80s?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a female ghost from the 80s, like, with just shitty outfits on and everything.
Yeah.
Because, maybe, maybe you get to, like, choose your aesthetic.
Hmm.
You know?
Then you're going to have a bunch of modern hipster ghosts, but still dressing up like Civil War or Revolutionary War.
Well, that's good. And then they can really, like, play both sides of it, you know?
Oh, that would be funny just to see some...
I would totally just be naked as a ghost.
There you go. Like, see,
I saw a ghost.
Why not?
Really? Yeah. Huge dick. Kyle the Big Dick Ghost.
Is that what
it was in real life? Not at all. But as a ghost, I guess you can kind of play with your character a little bit.
Always wearing a little smirk.
Be careful. Why? You might trip over my dick.
I got a booner. Oh, God, that's dumb.
Come back as Kyle the Big Dick Ghost.
Mm,
look out.
That's got children's cartoon written all over it.
Oh, yeah. That's something.
It's Kyle the Big Dick Ghost. Beep.
You just see, I wear a sheet, but you see it just hanging out underneath the sheet. Like, the sheet doesn't cover it all the way. I went as Halloween for it was a ghost with a boner once.
Really?
I had a thing underneath it, so I just had the sheet. Visually, I thought it was the funniest thing.
Ghost with a boner.
An old sheet with the eye holes cut out.
Uh-huh.
And it's like just a big old... fucking red rocket under there.
Red rocket. Oh, man.
Well, you gate. Well, I'm. You know what? If this gray ghost who's sat out the last major hurricanes, so maybe step up your game, buddy,
because
it seems like we need you.
Yeah.
Right now, some shit going on weather wise. Maybe climate change forced him to retire. He's like, I can't even predict these anymore. You know? Maybe the Doppler radar stuff got too advanced. It's like, oh, you don't need me.
Change of topic, and I know we're not supposed to get political on here, but speaking of climate change, I never understood, like, the Republican stance of nope. Like, why is that what you... Because even if I don't agree with it, you can understand, all right, their belief system of, like, okay, you know, they're against gay marriage or this or that. But it's science.
Yeah, but it's the industry that puts the money in their pockets.
Okay.
Coal, oil.
Oh, I get...
All these industries would suffer if climate change... And all, because climate change would mean regulations on these industries. And regulations on those industries means less money going to the politicians to...
Well, I get the heads of industry and the politicians, but just Joe Dipshit? Like, nope, that's liberal propaganda.
Joe Dipshit is in the name Joe Dipshit. They voted for Trump. They're still standing by him. They're Joe Dipshits.
Hmm.
That's it. And we don't have to...
Just, yeah, okay. I guess that makes sense, but I never made the connection of why they were so staunchly just...
Because climate change, it's again, it's like, well, ew, look at these weak hippies believe in it, and I can't agree with weak hippies. I don't think it helps that hybrid cars all look stupid. Like, why do hybrid cars have to, like... Hybrid cars became its own status symbol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember they're making Honda Civics that were hybrids but didn't look like it. They just look like Honda Civics or Toyota Camrys.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody had to have the Prius.
Yeah.
Why that one? Because it was better? Because look at me. I'm saving the environment.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no non-hybrid
Prius. It became its own status symbol.
Yeah, you know if you got a Prius, you know it's a hybrid.
Yeah, it became its own status symbol. So, which still, the batteries from those cars are going to rot in the earth, just like all of the batteries. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, Gray Ghost, you get, I mean, maybe Doppler radar edged you out. Sorry, buddy. Hope you enjoy your second retirement.
Mm.
Maybe warn people of quicksand now. You know, the original thing. You got any recipes, or just letting them savor that chili over at the Patreon right now?
I don't know. I've got a moral dilemma now. You know,
I mean, you're giving out a lot of recipes.
Been giving out a lot of recipes. You can skip. Well, I mean, I don't give one out every week, but what my dilemma is like, you know, should recipes only be available through the Patreon?
I think maybe some bigger. Bigger ticket items.
I did make a bitchin' lasagna last night.
It's my favorite Dead Milkman song.
Is it really?
No.
They
have a song called Bitchin' Camaro. It doesn't even rhyme.
Oh.
Bitchin' Lasagna is Garfield's favorite Dead Milkman song.
Mm, that's true.
There it comes around.
Made it real good. You know what I love?
An old joke of mine that I didn't think got the traction on Twitter I thought it deserves.
Which one?
What does Garfield have against Mondays? Not like that fat little bitch ever had a job.
That's pretty good.
That's years old. It's pretty good. Way back there.
Yeah, I made a lasagna last night. Now I'll do a real quick one. All right, this isn't. I think people are intimidated by lasagna because it's just like a casserole. There's a lot of steps to it.
It's pasta cake.
Yes, it is a pasta cake. But you could do. I made just a real basic one last night and hanging out with the gal and. Yeah, it's so easy. Boil you up some lasagna noodles, all right? You set those aside, let them dry. And then, you know, I'm not even talking about like a homemade sauce. I just got some, got a regular jar of sauce.
Yeah.
And then I doctored it up, though. I got some sweet Italian sausage links.
That's good stuff.
And took the casings off and broke them up, threw them in a pan, fried them up with some onions and garlic, all right? And then I added that to the sauce, the jarred sauce, the pre-made sauce. So then you just got this pre-made sauce with your own little Italian sausage, some grilled onions and garlic. And then all you got to do is get you a couple packs of mozzarella. My buffalo mozzarella. And some ricotta cheese. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love ricotta cheese. Mm-hmm. And then you just piece that some bitch together. Put you a little bit of sauce on the bottom of the pan, and then put you, you know, three or four, cover the whole pan. Usually, you know, average casserole pan, you're talking about four noodles, three going one way, and then three going east-west, one going north-south. And then put a little bit of the sauce, the meat sauce on there, sprinkle the ricotta on there, then the mozzarella, and then just repeat two or three times, and bake at 350 for 40 minutes, and boom. Real quick, easy lasagna. I got 12 pieces out of this thing. Cost me $15. Got 12 servings for $15.
I'm going to ask something.
Uh-huh.
Tell me if I'm offending you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on mac, like chili mac?
I don't mind
it. You like messing with noodles and chili?
I don't mind it. Don't mind it at all.
You take that chili recipe you just gave out to the world.
Oh.
And you make a chili lasagna with it.
Wow.
With a bunch of cheddar cheese on top of it.
Kyle, that's the first smart thing you've ever said in regards to food. In regards to food, you're a fucking moron. That's the best thing you've ever said.
I mean, I think...
Wow.
That would work, right?
That would work. Oh, my God, Kyle. Wow. That's great.
Chilagna.
Maybe that needs some work.
Maybe I won't name it.
Stop while you're ahead.
Lazilli.
Seriously, that would be, instead of mozzarella, maybe do cheddar. And then, I think that would complement the chili a little better than the mozzarella. Oh, boy. All right. We're on to something.
There's a restaurant called Pat's in Burbank that's no longer there. They used to have breakfast lasagna.
Ooh.
And I loved it. It was like quiche, but with lasagna noodles in it.
Yeah.
But it was eggs and sausage and all the breakfast stuff.
Love a good quiche.
Mm-hmm.
A breakfast quiche?
Yeah, yeah.
A little spinach.
Well, maybe that. Maybe Kyle's gonna have a recipe, which yeah. basically just be your. It is. That was it. It's your the two things you just said, but put them together. I'm not a cook, but I'm a DJ. I'll DJ the recipes together.
Man, I do like that. That's a good idea, man.
Comic of the week.
Comic of the week. I'm pretty sure this guy hasn't officially been comic of the week, although we have thrown him a few plugs in the past. But it just so happens his debut album dropped this week. Our old buddy Shane Torres.
One of the best in the biz.
So funny. We talked about him recently with the Guy Fieri joke.
Yeah.
And
maybe that's why he just keeps coming up.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's so funny. Brand new album. His first album is called Established 1981. Shane Torres. That's T-O-R-R-E-S. Shane Torres. One of the funniest dudes I've ever met. And just not only funny, but fun.
Oh, man. Good
fun.
Time.
Just a good hang.
Shane Torres.
Great laugher. He's got a great gut laugh. I like hanging out with dudes that aren't afraid to just laugh.
No, have a good time.
Oh, he's got a great
image.
Great
he's,
laugh.
He's one of the if you've seen a long-haired guy who has called himself a Native American meatloaf impersonator. That's Shane Torres. And he's also one of those guys where, like, and he was getting ready to do his half hour special, so he was going up before me, and I was like, God, he opened for me for my special in Chicago. Yeah. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Like, maybe just let the cameras run and you could use this setup for fuck the half hour. Just tape this and put it out.
Oh, yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, well-deserved. Old Shane Torres, friend to all.
Yeah, grab that new album. Really nice cover art there. I don't know who drew that. Some sort of it's a likeness of himself, but a nice drawing, nice cover art. And I've heard probably half that album now just from people sharing bits and nuggets of it online.
Yeah, well, I've had him open it for me, so I was like, man, you better record this shit. Start writing some new stuff.
Every time we're talking about the Guy Fieri joke, just it's not even the punchline, but when I think of that joke, I just think of he didn't do anything wrong.
Meanwhile, everybody loves Anthony Bourdain, and he looks like he'd be mean to dogs. It's like, a perfect description.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, Comic of the Week, our old buddy Shane Torres. Grab Established 1981. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. He's a killer. Dude's
Hell
a killer.
Yeah.
Anything to plug? You got some dates.
Man, I'm getting out there. Nice enough that some of these dates sold out, added second shows. But, yeah, I'm going to start. I'm just going to tell you the whole list right now. This Friday, I'm in Tulsa. Friday the 8th, Tulsa, Blue Whale Festival. Saturday the 9th, Little Rock, Arkansas. Never been there before. Place called Vino's.
Good dudes there, my buddy Christopher Pierce.
Right there, just emailed him back.
Big mountain of a dude. Dude's like 6'5 and a Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert. So
okay.
Very funny, and don't fuck with him.
Well, check my smart mouth at the door. Monday the 11th, come celebrate 9/11 with me at the 1884 Lounge in Memphis. The 12th at the Ready Room, St. Louis. Always love the Ready Room in St. Louis. That's a good scene out there. Always have a good time. Al's Bar in Lexington. Got a second show added on to Al's Bar in Lexington on the Wednesday. Beachland Ballroom on the 14th in Cleveland. We got an extra night put on that. Woodward Theater in Cincinnati, Friday the 15th. Woodlands Tavern in Columbus. Been there a bunch. Love that place. Second show added there on the 16th is a Saturday night. And that's... And also, Loose in Chicago came out on vinyl last week. So
nice.
You can pre-order some of that.
That's cool.
I think it comes out. You can get it this September 22nd, but you can pre-order it. I got a couple copies here.
Pretty well, cool, buddy. No road dates for me. Got some in-town stuff. This Saturday, I'll be doing the Good Heroin Show.
Ooh, that's a fun
in
show.
In the Echo Park neighborhood of Los Angeles. That's at Stories Bookstore. Out in the back, the back patio alley there. Great show. Dave Ross, Matt Ingebretson run that show. Be doing that Saturday. And then Monday, every Monday, we didn't do it this week. It's a Labor Day. But once again, myself and Lisa Best taking over Fringe in Los Feliz at Public House. So stop by.
Monday night party.
Yeah. Any Monday. 10 o'clock is when we kick that off. And that should be good. And then we made this announcement last week. But just to remind people, Red Clay Comedy Festival, September 30th, 5:30 p.m. Oh, I don't think I made the actual announcement on the thing yet, although we've online. We knew that we were going to be doing the live show, but confirmed our guest, Patterson Hood of the Drive-By Truckers.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be along with Ryan Singer and Gilbert Lowen. So, live show. Only available as of now for festival pass holders.
Get a festival pass. It's a good festival. Yeah, lots of great shows. A
lot of good shows. Yourself, Nikki Glaser, ton of other people. I think Shane Torres is going to be there.
Shane coming down.
I think Shane's, yeah, he's going to be there.
Look on the website. It's going to be good.
RedClayComedy.com. So check out that and get the festival pass, and you can come see the first ever live recording of the Boogie Monster Podcast Saturday the 30th
first
at the
ever
Earl.
With one of your heroes. That's going to go smooth and comfortably.
I'll keep it cool. Hey, yeah. What was your name again? Pat? Okay, hey, man.
I call you Pat? Patty?
Yeah, thanks for doing the show, man.
But Mr. Hood?
So what do you do?
All right.
Yeah.
The Boogie Monster.
Thank you.